The next patient is Stel McCoy. The last name is C-O-Y. And the first name is T-H-E, L like in Lima, M-A. This is a clinical case of a 95-year-old white female that we follow in the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 3B. The patient continues with the similar kidney function. The serum creatinine is 1.1. The BUN is 31 and the estimated GFR is 41 mLs per minute. There is no evidence of proteinuria. The protein creatinine ratio is less than 100 milligrams per gram of creatinine. The patient is feeling well. She doesn't have a specific complaints. Different from some leg pain that is present here and there, that is in the process of being evaluated by the primary, who referred the patient to Dr. Chimshak, S-H-I-M-H-S-H-A-K, Chimshak, who is an interventional cardiologist, and he's going to evaluate the circulation after they saw the results of the arterial Doppler ultrasound of the lower extremities. Following number, the patient has anemia. The anemia is iron deficiency. We know that this patient has a saturation of iron that is low. The hemoglobin is 10.7, and this, she continues to take iron on a daily basis. Following number, arterial hypertension that is under control. Following number, the patient has elevation of the cholesterol, and she couldn't tolerate the statins. This hyperlipidemia has been evaluated by the cardiologist, and we are going to defer the treatment of the hyperlipidemia to him. Following number, vitamin B12, the deficiency, she's taking supplementation. Following number, the patient has macular degeneration that has improved significantly, and the patient is very happy about that. In general terms, Mrs. Coy doesn't have alterations in the memory. She remembers dates and facts very clearly, is able to carry a conversation. She says that she has a good appetite, that she has to watch what she eats because she doesn't want to upset the hernia, the hiatal hernia that she has. The protein level and albumin are satisfactory. We reevaluate the case in 4 months with laboratory workup. We invested 10 minutes reviewing the lab, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, 8 minutes in the documentation.